Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Hey, neighbor. Celebrate all things spring with Birch Lane. Our timeless furniture and decor are delivered for free in days, not weeks. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop Birch Lane, a Wayfair specialty brand, at birchlane.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler. You can get us on the YouTube. Remember, thanks to Dan Shaney and the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. We are brought to you each and every week by Carl's Place. And of course, always brought to you by our friends at Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com for 25% off each and every order of your THC delectables and more. I bring in Wisco Grant. It's Grant Bills of the Wisco Sports Show. And our goodest of buddies, Paul Immig. I know this is a tough week to get together. We're all still in mourning. Not of the Packers' loss, but of the Jeff Hafley departure. A guy who I don't think I've ever seen anybody do as well of a job and a number on the media or the fan base. He averaged his defense. They averaged more points a game than Joe Barry. I think the first look, do you remember? I don't remember what season this was, but do you remember the year where Seattle came here? Russell Wilson was the quarterback. It was week one. The Packers beat them like 16-6 or something. Okay. And the defense looked great. And I remember it was in the Chuck and Winkler days. So I went on the air talking about how we have a defense. This is great.
Yes.
And then after that, they sucked.
I love how you remember the Chuck and Winkler part of that, but the game is not in your head. But as soon as Bart's like, we talked about it on the show.
That's how I remember my life. Where was I broadcasting?
I think he's saying it to me.
Right, I'm saying it to either of you.
Well, still, yeah, you could have very well been a guest on the show at the time, I guess. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. But even if you weren't, you were listening every day. Like, I would have remembered it too.
What I specifically recall was when I couldn't have told you what year or who the opponent was, but what I recalled was Bart being like, now we finally have a top three defense. The Packers have a top three defense and Joe Barry is the key to it.
I don't know that I said that.
I might have slightly just exaggerated the way in there.
But there was a game and they played them.
That would have been before Barry. Wouldn't that have been?
Here it is. 29. No, that's the playoffs. What's this? Oh, maybe 2017.
It would have been Capers or Patton, right?
Patton.
2017, the Packers beat them 17-9. And we were so giddy about it. And when Jeff Hafley's defense this year, now obviously there's the Micah Parsons factor, but those first 2 weeks, it felt like we have a defense. Didn't Rodgers say that once? We have a defense. That might have been that game.
No, that was the Bears game. It happened multiple times. The phenomenon that the week one defensive overreaction has happened more than once.
So I've just been like, all right, maybe they're better, but I don't know. I'm not, and it's not because he sits in the booth, although he probably should be on the field.
I got those comments on my live stream last night. I want a DC that's on the sideline.
Well, I do too. I don't like those nerds up there. You watch the All 22. After the game, guys, not during. But I'm not like sad that Jeff Hafley left us. I don't think Jeff Hafley's war.
War?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the band Guar.
I thought it was like wins a bar for replacement. War.
I don't like Jeff Hafley when we do like, well, this year coming in, the Packers gained and the Packers lost. Jeff Hafley's not on my radar to me, and I am enjoying the reaction from Dolphins fans saying, why the fuck did we hire this guy? I think those are my Hafley thoughts.
I'm not saying Mike McDaniel was the perfect head coach, but did you just upgrade? Are you sure you upgraded? Are you sure you even like neutral graded as the Dolphins? I'm pretty sure you just downgraded at head coach.
Now, if you're going to fire Mike McDaniel, who are you going to hire? And then the answer is Jeff Hafley. That one makes sense to me.
Well, it's an overreaction to having, well, yeah, McDaniel's a nerd. He's got the scheme, but we need a leader of men. So who do you hire? Yeah. You get the guy who comes in and wins the interview. Like,
we need a crew cut.
Yeah. I think Hafley, his skill, his personality, he might be a better head coach than a defensive coordinator. Honestly, what did he do schematically? Sure. You're talking about the points per game being worse than Joe Barry. Joe Barry had Rudy Ford and Hafley had Xavier McKinney and then Edgerrin Cooper. And then he got Micah Parsons. Like, I don't know. They weren't horrible. They weren't miserable, but
Miami hired a haircut. Yeah. Did you see? I think it was Shea Serrano. Did you see that tweet? Where he's like, with Jeff Hafley's picture, he's like, if you started at the chin and started going up, right away I could tell what his haircut was going to look like. Like, I could just tell. Anyway, so I don't give a shit is basically short story long on that one.
All I'll say is, and I'm guilty of this too, never underestimate the power of a likable, easy to interview, seemingly relatable person. The power of that with an owner, like with obviously with Dolphins ownership, they just like, they got wooed. I think media members have been wooed.
No.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. That was a step too far.
They were wooed last year. When he got an interview or two last year, everyone was like, well deserved, much deserved. Like, if we'll be lucky if we can keep him. It's like,
and again, part of that is like,
I'm glad he's gone. Honestly,
I don't think you're going to, I don't want to, I'm not here to be like, he was a bottom half defensive coordinator. No, but was
he's
he
fine.
But was he such a standout that it's like, now there's a head coach based on X's and O's? I think the answer is no, but in the LOM category, the leader of men category.
Well, His guys will run through a wall for him. They didn't against Baltimore, but if you exclude and ignore certain games, I mean, they'll play
memory
for him.
About it.
If you forget about Keyshawn Nixon making business decisions at the goal, I mean, he is a leader of men. He's a press conference merchant. And as a radio producer, I'm devastated because his weekly pressers helped Miami so much. They were always like 20 minutes at least. Oh,
that's
all that.
That person for me, who was that coach for me, who has gone on to have a successful coaching career, but who I would have stumped for was Joe Witt. When he was the Packers defensive backs coach, it was when I was covering the team. And I just thought the world of Joe, but it was because he was open and good communicator and shared details. And it helped me do a better job with my job. But so just never underestimate, you know, the GRI factor, the good reporter interview factor. You've got the LOM, you've got the GRI, the GRI. I don't know. I just made that up.
I want a defensive coordinator who, when they see Rashawn Gary jogging in place in week 5,
dropkick them.
Says, "What? Well, maybe don't do that come the playoffs when you're trying to chase Caleb Williams, please."
Well, I don't
just
think
small thing. I don't ask for much.
Yeah,
small never thing. Have. Yeah.
All right. Anything else on Jeff Hafley and/or the devastation that this will cause the Packers?
Spend too much time on it. I shouldn't have brought it up. Actually.
Do you have a favorite Jeff Hafley memory?
Yeah, mine's when I saw this tweet where you're like, if you go up and then mine's like when the Dolphins hired a haircut. I think that was a good one.
It was a good line.
Yeah, those are just some from like the last 10 minutes.
This has been the most fun part of the Jeff Hafley. That and the amount of airtime I was able to absolutely kill with his weekly press.
All right. I have a topic I've been looking forward to, a lot looking forward to. I want to come up with the definitive ranking of how the Packers have been as an organization, a successful franchise in the Matt LaFleur era. I want to conclude this recording with a definitive, since Matt LaFleur was hired by the Green Bay Packers, they were the blank best franchise in the league, which is the past 7 seasons. I'll just tease you there and say my part B is I want to then say the past 5 years. So I want to do the overall. Since Matt LaFleur has been hired, the Packers have been the expert, and I'll give you my number, and I'll let you react to it. But then I want to say, okay, that was 7 years. Let's look at just the past 5. Now where do they rank? I want to leave this with a definitive answer to that. So here's what I want to agree to first, and I want to see if you agree to this. I created a model, a scale, based on weighted, what is the most important thing I believe determines success, air quotes for those listening on the pod. Number one.
Do we get college credit for this answer? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
This is a 3-credit course. I think it's really interesting, but I'm also a nerd. All right. So winning the Super Bowl, right? Significant weight, not like even weight, like you won the Super Bowl, right?
I think so.
A number million three, points.
Right. Getting to, but losing the Super Bowl, a lot of points.
Yeah.
Right. Getting to the conference championship game, but losing, right? Winning the division, advancing beyond the wild card weekend. So that could be through a bye or that can be through winning.
I don't think he's going to do too well on this grading system based on what you've said so far.
By the way, so this is like we can also then disagree on the system. And then sixth, I have regular season record, winning percentage in the regular season. Below, like, would you rather have, and by the way, you can disagree to this, would you rather have your franchise advance more to more wild card, beyond wild card weekends in 7 years? Or would you rather your franchise that you cheer for have a better regular season record in those 7 years? To me, it's definitively advancing beyond wild card weekend.
I would rather, and they should get a threat
in the playoffs, not
they
a
they should get more shit on them for not winning a Super Bowl since before the Cowboys did. A subject of my angst a lot, the 49ers. But I would rather be like, hey, we have a chance to go to the Super Bowl or we don't make the playoffs than lose the wild. Losing the wild card, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't do anything.
Right. So I'll tell you my criteria again. And then, Grant, if you want to change any of this, you certainly could. Winning the Super Bowl, one. Getting to the Super Bowl but losing, two. Conference championship game appearances is three. Winning your division is four. Advancing beyond wild card weekend is five. Regular season record is six. In order. Weighted accordingly.
So who has been better than the Packers in that time?
And so I'm going to tell you my answer is that the Packers in the past seven seasons, have been definitively no better than the eighth best franchise. We can get into that. And then I want to go to the past 5 years, because I think if you, as we go through it, you'll realize the trend is going in the wrong direction for the Packers.
Do the last three. Come on. Really? Come on. Sit on the scale, Paul. Do the Jordan Love era. That's what I want.
Could do that. So we could. So here's what I'm going to put. So the Packers are no better than the eighth best franchise in the NFL since LaFleur has become head coach. And by the way, maybe for some people listening to that, I'm not coming up with like the hypothesis. Like, and that makes them bad. That makes them good. It's just a pure exercise in what. So number one, Chiefs. Duh. This is the past 7 years first. Okay. Number two is the Eagles. One Super Bowl win, one additional Super Bowl appearance. In that time, they've also won three division titles.
The Eagles have been better than the Packers, yeah.
The Rams, one Super Bowl win, plus a chance for another here coming up. Three division titles, etc. Number four, and this one I got pushback from my friends who I tested this with. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, number four. They won a fucking Super Bowl. Has the rest of the 6 years been magnificent? They've had four division titles in that time, but it's not a good division. They've had three advances beyond wildcard weekend, but they won a Super Bowl. I don't think they should rank behind a team that hasn't won the Super Bowl. You won the Super Bowl.
I got a Tampa Bay thought I want to throw at you after your list.
Okay. So, by the way, you can just
argue. It's hard to argue with that. I think Tampa is well run. And when they've had a good quarterback, they won a championship.
And they get to say they had Tom Brady and they got some years of Gronk.
Yeah.
They still transition to Baker and they're having fun.
So we've now crossed all of the Super Bowl winners off the list. All the Super Bowl winners are now off the list. Number five, San Francisco, two Super Bowl appearances, three division titles, four advances beyond wildcard weekend.
Yeah.
Six through 10 is, I'll give you the contenders. The Bengals, who have been to a Super Bowl, have won two division titles and have two advances beyond wildcard weekend. Again, depends how you want to weight it. They have been to a Super Bowl. The Bills, four division titles, four advances beyond wildcard weekend. The Packers, three division titles, four advances beyond wildcard weekend. The Patriots, I don't think are there yet, but if they get to or win the Super Bowl,
I don't want them to win the Super Bowl.
They're going to vault up.
This sucks.
By the way, this 7-year timeline begins just after the Patriots' end of the dynasty.
Oh, yeah. They gave it back.
Post Brady.
Right. All post. Well, yes. Right. Because okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl was with Brady. The Patriots will vault up, obviously, depending on how this weekend goes. The Ravens, three division titles, four wildcard weekend advances. And then the Seahawks, two division titles, two advances. are not yet, I don't believe, there. But if they get to or win the Super Bowl, obviously will vault up. So one, I think one through five, again, I'll say it, Chiefs, Eagles, Rams, Buccaneers, 49ers. And then somewhere six through 10, Bengals, Bills, Packers, Patriots, Ravens, Seahawks.
That means what are you asking?
I want to do an exercise here, but I want to say the Packers are no better than the eighth best franchise since Matt LaFleur became head coach.
So which teams, Bart, would you say you're not putting them in front of the Packers of that group of the six to 10?
Bengals, Bills, Patriots, Ravens, Seahawks, recognizing that Seahawks and Patriots are still alive.
I don't care about this. This Patriots run it's impressive. This is the most DEI run to a conference championship. They're playing Jared Stidham. So this, I don't care. The Patriots I would put behind the Packers. The Seahawks I would put behind the Packers. The Bengals I think are the most interesting one.
Yeah.
Because they made a Super Bowl and they've been to a conference championship game, but
the reason they either had a historically bad defense or Joe Burrow got hurt.
Or the bottom drops out. Yeah. Like, they're not – while our down year is getting to the wild card, their down year is winning six games and missing the playoffs entirely.
Which I think the three of us aren't, like – though some Packers fans would disagree. I don't think the three of us think that that's the worst thing. Like,
I prefer to be good more often as much as possible.
Yeah. But would you trade the Packers 7 years for the Bengals 7 years? Again, they have been to a Super Bowl.
And a conference championship.
I don't want to lose a Super Bowl.
Packers haven't been to a championship. Haven't been to a championship game in the past 5 years. The Bengals have been to a Super Bowl. Anyway, again,
The Bengals went to an AFC championship game and lost, right? So they have a conference championship and a Super Bowl, two separate runs into the final or the second final game.
Let me ask you guys this: would you rather be 7-10 or be 10-7 and lose the first weekend?
I'd rather be 3-14 than either of those, so I can.
Right.
I'd rather be 10-7 and lose in the wild card round.
Because I think I've gotten to the point where a lot of the arguing that I'm having with people is we just want different things.
This is why I did this.
Yeah. We want different things. I don't want to get to the playoffs to lose. I either want to get to the playoffs and win, or I don't want to experience playoff losses anymore. And if I do, I don't want them to come at the hands of our rival early or in devastating fashion. If you're going to rip my heart out, rip it out when people are already booking trips to the Super Bowl. I would almost rather 2014 happen than a year like this. Because at least that year, you did something. You got far. You were close.
Yes.
There's reason to build upon it.
Yes. You won more games. Yes. Yeah.
Quick aside, if I may, about the Bears. It's charming watching other teams do it. It is. It's charming watching other teams. Even I don't know that I take joy out of the losing. I did a post after we did it with Carlos. It's not like I got excited. Hey, the Bears lost. I'm excited. It's seeing the. Well, you got to take a step back and realize this was a really special season and free agents are going to want to come here. Oh, it's like, guys, no, they're not. No, they won't. They don't care. And sorry, you didn't win.
So Ben Johnson was right after the game, by the way, when he's like, as much as I'd love to say there's momentum from year to year, you kind of start over. Like, Ben Johnson actually kind of nailed it in his postgame presser.
Well, and Dan Campbell said, I don't know that we're going to get back here.
Based.
Like,
very
more
based.
People need, like, you can't, and that I will go back again in reference when I called in to Billy and Tim on the postgame show in 2018. Yes.
On the bridge.
Everybody, I was not on the bridge.
They were.
They were broadcasting from the bridge?
I saw them as I was leaving the stadium.
Oh, wow. I was in my parents' house at Punta Gorda, Florida at the time.
Punta?
And because I was battling with this like 21-year-old girl, and she was just like, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of my team. And I don't want to be proud of my team anymore. So what do you want? I would rather have experienced the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last 20 years than the Green Bay Packers.
So
they both won the same – or 30 years because they both won the same amount of championships and there's less playoff heartbreak. And then when they are good – because they've had some shit years, and that sucks. But when they are good – it's more enjoyable. We are getting complacent with this. in a weird way where this is also like acceptable. It's very, this is bad. This, you don't want this where you're good and you're happy LaFleur is back and, oh, status quo. I don't think you want to be in status quo. You either need to be like, this sucks, how do we get better, or we're the best. I don't like where they're at. Now, in terms of how other people would look at it, yeah, the Packers have been a top whatever team. You know, I think the only thing that you can I think regular season success is I'm not going to go as far to say it's meaningless like in the NBA.
Sure.
But regular season success, the point of the regular season is to get into the playoffs, one, get a home game if you can, two, and maybe take a weekend off, three.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're 14-3 and you lose the first round to the Rams. What?
Yeah.
The Vikings don't give a shit.
Right.
They didn't even keep their quarterback because of that, because they wanted to be better.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't work right now, but that's like the Bills are firing Sean McDermott because they've been the best regular season team in 6 years. And what does it matter? It's got like, I'm not, I know you can't win a championship every year.
You do know you, I just want to make that clear that you are aware that's not how it works.
I am aware.
You just sound like you want to remove the human, like what you're saying, Bart, everyone agrees with, but everyone
agree.
Yes. Everyone is like, I would not like to not lose in the playoffs. I would like to win more games. Like you're just saying the things.
Do
that everyone,
the actions of my team lead to building forward to win a title.
Okay. You're becoming Paul.
It's all
more Paul. You're skewing Paul's way. You're swinging more towards Paul and away from me.
I would rather build a team to win a title rather than build a team to be good in the regular season.
Correct.
And maybe win a title.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shoot for the stars. I don't know.
What if you miss? What if you miss, though?
You wind up in outer space forever.
I want to train to climb the mountain, not train to go three-fourths the way up the mountain. And if I have enough stamina that day and the weather breaks right, then I will get to the top of that mountain. No, I'm training to climb the fucking mountain.
So you would put all, then the Packers are the anti, they're the worst team in this bunch for you,
yeah.
Other than maybe the Seahawks.
I think it's why Bart was several years ago so staunchly anti-Brewers, because of the bites at the apple and consistently making their way through the regular season.
And why I wanted Rodgers out of here, because he wasn't going to win for us.
So what does that mean about Jordan Love exactly after the last 3 years?
I think he needs a different coach.
Well, also Jordan Love is 10 years younger than Rodgers was at the time.
Sure. No. I'm just, someone's got to play devil's advocate. He's just, and I love Bart, you know this. He's just spouting off and describing all the things that we would also love to get rid of. Like,
no,
there's nobody listening.
That's not
like,
how people act.
Hold on. Let me respond to that. So, again, a lot of the pushback that I got, Grant, when I did my rare social media post a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I love how we're still talking about this.
Well, no, I use it in reference to the responses that I got, which was, again, Bart's always fighting
Paul's
with people.
Paul's tweets are like more rare than Haley's comet.
It's just Paul's tweet. We're not talking about his tweets. Yeah. We're talking about Paul's tweet.
It's a singular.
Yeah.
I got a lot of responses that was like, but they've never finished fourth in the division.
Sure.
And it had never crossed my mind that that would be something that a Packers fan or any fan base would celebrate as a milestone of success. It was like a discovery. Like, really? Like, holy shit, I would never have thought someone would say that.
I think it's a point of pride. I don't think it's something you should build an entire program around. And I actually think that was part of the problem with the Steelers and Tomlin. Like, I think their thing was becoming, I'm Mike Tomlin, I don't have losing seasons.
Yeah.
We're going to build the team to make sure we win at least 9 games. I don't think that's what the Packers aren't building a team to say, well, we might never win a Super Bowl, but God damn it, we're never going to get last. I think that's been a byproduct of how they've operated. So it's a point of pride, but it's not something that you should shoot for specifically.
One of the things I pushed back on to people on my once annual tweet or whatever.
On your tweet.
Was like, I promise you the waiting board, if the Packers, if Ed Policy and Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur were creating their weighted scale, it wouldn't, nowhere in the top six of importance would be don't finish fourth.
Yeah.
For a fan to think that that's valuable or a sign of success, that might be a sign of consistency. Where does we're never the worst in our division, well, good for fucking you. Like, what are we doing here? Like, where is, to Bart's point in a lot of his rants, like, how much has the standard changed? Here's the other thing I want to say as we get back to our ranking here. Somewhere, I believe, in the 7 through 9 of the overall in the past 7 years are the Bills, mm-hmm. just fired their coach. The Ravens just fired their coach. The Packers just extended.
Gave him a raise.
Right. So I'll do spoiler and I'd say I have the
Packers. And Bisacci is still here, right? Is that still? He's
as of this moment.
I'm kind of okay with that, actually. They got other things they need to figure out. I don't think he's the problem with their special teams.
So I'll.
So he's like the garage floor needs retiling.
I don't.
We got to fix the kitchen sink first. I'm a homeowner.
Yeah. No.
My spoiler would be: I think the Packers are tied for 8th with the Ravens in the past 7 seasons, with the Bills slightly ahead of them. And I can tell you why. I just think it's illuminating that in this bucket of teams, all of whom I can tell you the statistics of all three of these teams. I can tell you the stats. They are almost all the same. Packers, Ravens, Bills. Two of them fired their coach. One of them extended their coach. And that's part of the reason I want to do this, because I want to analyze Matt LaFleur's era and be fair about it. Again, I think the directional trend is wrong because they started the Matt LaFleur era with back-to-back NFC championship game appearances. Okay. As you start to then say, well, what has happened in the past 5 years? I just want to go back to it. The Packers in the past 5 years, and I can show you the stats to back it up. Even if you slightly agree with my weighting scale, they are not a top 12 franchise in the past 5 years. I'd say they're 8th or 9th in the LaFleur era overall, and definitively not top 12. And I have the numbers to show if you're curious in the past 5 years since the two NFC champs. And that's if they didn't make it to the championship game twice, it's cherry picking a little bit. I'm just trying to say like overall and then trend line.
Yep.
Right.
And so, if you narrow it to 3, it's even worse. Like if it's just the Jordan Love era, they have one playoff.
Yeah.
Which I'm not against you doing, by the way. It's not like, well, if you only look at the last 3 years, like you're cherry picking a month. Like that's it's a legit sample.
Yeah. And I would say too, and like one team I didn't even mention in this like consideration set are the Lions, who have a championship game loss recently. Two division titles, two advances beyond wild card weekend. But then they sort of like the tiebreaker might be that their regular season record, which again I rank last among my 6 criteria, they have a worse regular season record by a good margin over the past 7 years than the Packers do, than the Ravens do, than the Bills do, for example. So is there any other details I can give you, or do you guys anything you want to say about where you kind of feel?
One thing I would like to say
generally, yes,
a wise man once said, scared money don't make money.
This comes up a lot.
Matt LaFleur. Yet the Packers are operating under scared money. What is bothering me about the Packers and their recent LaFleurness is they had an opportunity to, and this is what I've been talking about, why did the Packers retain Matt LaFleur? Because they like what he provides them. He provides them a team that can get into the playoffs, and they're fine with that.
So you're one of those guys. You think the Packers we're just getting in, life is good. Because a lot of people have believed that for a long time. You've defected into that group.
What I'm saying is they are acting like the Brewers.
I have a secondary topic that
Mark Murphy saw the crowd when Mike McCarthy was losing to the Cardinals, and that's why they fired him, okay? Because of apathy. And the Packers, who've got this big coffer of money, who've got the NFL revenue sharing program at their disposal, are acting like one bad apathetic season will sink them. So either there's something we don't know, or they're just playing scared. They are operating as if they can't afford to miss the postseason. And I don't understand why, Paul.
So I don't want to abandon this first topic, but I want to give you my part B because you led me right into it. It turns out that Mark Attanasio was right in terms of what the majority of fans want. It's the job of the Brewers and the Packers to create a season of fun and passion. That Mark Attanasio was right in terms of what the majority of fans want.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
he was right.
The majority of fans want.
He was right. Mark Attanasio, Brewers owner, was right.
Yeah.
Grant is thinking.
You guys are just presenting the LaFleur choice as if it's we can continue to win 9 games and get into the playoffs and lose, or we'll suck balls.
No.
Or we'll win 4
That's
games.
That's how the Packers viewed it. That's how fans are viewing it. Because, oh, the grass isn't greener. Everyone's saying, who would you hire? The grass isn't greener. Oh, you might suck. No one is saying, well, yeah, then we might win a Super Bowl. No right. one's thinking of what could be better. The yes. grass is not always greener. Sometimes the grass is greener. Sometimes the grass is more green. It's the most green you've ever seen. The grass is not always greener. Sometimes the grass is greener. Sometimes. You don't know if it's going to be until you do it, but sometimes it is. So the devil you know, yeah, the devil you know. Okay, well, sometimes it's not a devil, though. Sometimes it's like the greatest thing ever. Sometimes it's a person who loves and respects you more than you could ever want it. Sometimes it's a job who treats you so well and everybody there is great. Sometimes it's a house who is not a money pit. Sometimes it's better. You have to take a risk. That's why you have free will. You don't have to just live in. This isn't a fucking giver where you're just assigned your slot in life. Oh, it looks like I'm at 9-7 in one team for the rest of my days. No, you have choices. Packers, not making those choices.
Grant, you have more?
Okay.
That's good. No, it's a good rant. I think we all, this is maybe why I like this show, is I think we agree on like 98% of stuff. But Bart, I don't understand what corners of the internet you're hanging out in all day, because you're always like, I don't understand.
These are the people that are willingly talking and engaging with me.
Sure. And you're like, I don't know why everyone's so happy LaFleur's back. Everyone's supporting. The only people I hear and see from think LaFleur is a total puss. And why they wanted him gone 2 years ago. Like, I don't understand the crowd that you're hearing.
But we have seen, I'm going to reference the very highly peer-reviewed study that recently came out from at Bill Huber NFL that showed the majority of Packers fans, at least the thousands who commented on his poll.
Oh, the poll. Oh, okay. Poll.
I was trying to play it up as if it was more, but like, and then we've shared the types of comments that others in Packers world get. And it seems like, you know, Bart, you, for example, get those who are like, you're an idiot. LaFleur is great. And then, for example, Andy Herman gets people who are like, how can you support him? LaFleur is terrible. Like you guys
going to switch mentions.
It's almost like the algorithm wants to find people that will argue with you. That couldn't possibly be the case. But like that is that it does exist. So Grant, so I mean, to kind of get to your thing, I do think the majority, I don't think Bill Huber's poll is as an unscientific, whatever, as a Twitter poll can be.
I think it's fake news. The results of that poll are, in my opinion, I don't think that's reflective of Packers.
So what? Okay, so then
I hear from Packers fans.
Are Bot Farms activated for Matt LaFleur? Feels that way.
Bill Huber, you can listen to Bill Huber's Twitter poll, or you can listen to me, who samples folks from the lakefront to the riverfront. Not on my own show, but there's an unbelievable amount of comments coming out on that thing every day, and every single one of them hates. From Shano to Shiocton to fucking where I hate those radio, from Chilton to, you know what I'm talking about. I
actually like those.
So Grant,
then, fun to hear your small town on the TV.
So yeah. Grant, and I think I know your answer, so I'll re-ask the question.
From Omro to Oconomowoc.
It turns out that Mark Attanasio was right in terms of what the majority of fans want. It's the job of the Brewers and the Packers to create a season of fun and passion. That's correct in terms of what the majority of fans want.
I don't
From
like
Rhinelander to Reedsburg.
I don't like crossing sports. I don't think these two things are applicable.
I did not either until the past handful of months. I never thought of them as parallel. I think they have now become extremely parallel. Bites of the Apple has become parallel. I think the approach of the fan base in terms of like, but we're not last. We're not the Pirates. Well, we're not, you know, like what, like it's, we're always competitive.
I play devil's advocate on myself. May I?
Of course.
Because the team that is acting, as I would suggest a team to act, is the worst fucking team of them all. And that's the Bucks. They are trying to win. They're just making every dumb, bad move.
Doesn't firing McDermott feel like it has Budenholzer potential? That was my thought. Like, yeah, maybe needed to happen. But watch, they're going to hire some shithead and they're going to suck. And it's just going to be Josh Allen flailing away. And like they were pretty consistent in the playoffs, beating the teams that weren't Mahomes. They lost to Burrow once,
but again, similar to what I would argue with the past 5 years of the LaFleur era versus the total seven, what's the trend line for the Bills, up or down?
Down. Sure. I'm not denying that. That specifically to me just feels like it has Budenholzer potential, where
maybe
I wouldn't be shocked if this starts a spiral. I don't think the team around him is very good. And I think the GM stinks.
In Baltimore, was the trend line up or down on the Ravens?
Down, but they got a pothead lazy quarterback, in my opinion.
Well, then lastly, is the trend line for the Packers up or down?
Down.
Yeah.
I also think, by the way, if we're just comparing these three teams, Lamar and Harbaugh started their run at this thing in 2018. And Josh Allen, what year was he drafted? 2017?
17.
That's right.
If this extension, if they take two or three more runs at this, which is the length of his contract now, and fail, he will be fired and he will be on the same timeline with Jordan Love, with his quarterback that those other two were. So I understand what you're saying. Again, just a little devil's advocate. That's all.
I like it. But I actually think leaving this conversation to say, you know, the Packers are the eighth best team in the NFL since LaFleur has taken over. They're the 13th best team in the past 5 years of those total seven. Isn't like terrible. Like yeah. that's no matter how you slice it, they're either like very good to above average. They're not average. Like they're not. In no context of the LaFleur era have they been average or less than average. They've been very good. Eighth overall in the past 7 years. But I think the distinction is that the two teams who are battling for like the seventh through ninth best franchises over this era, over this time span, went one direction and the Packers went another. And again, I just think this is worth noting. And Bart, you might have said this in previous times that you've been anti LaFleur. The Packers can obviously still win the Super Bowl, even though we disagree with this decision. The Bills might get worse from this. The Ravens might get worse from this. It's not like, but this is a process conversation. This is a like, do you believe directionally in what is informing the big decisions of who the next coach should be and how you proceed moving forward? And has it been good enough to give these people more money, whether it's the GM or the coach? And the Ravens and Bills went one direction. Maybe it will work. Maybe it won't. The Packers went a different direction. Maybe it will work. Maybe it won't. I mean, Bart, I know you've joked, maybe, that I'm not going to not cheer for the Packers just because I want to be right about this. But
he did in 22. I'm old enough to remember when he actively cheered against the Packers in 2022 as they were trying to make their run to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I cheered against him against the Dolphins.
I remember Christmas
and they won. Then I went to the game against the Lions, and then they lost.
Jamal Williams.
Yeah. I think sports are different than real life. I think if you arbitrarily say you're the eighth best whatever, that's really, really good. Sports is defined by who holds up the trophy at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's one winner. And then based on how the fans, you know, come into it is – What's acceptable for you? What is fun acceptable? Is good times? I don't think there's a lot of me. Not in what I want with the Packers. I don't think there's a lot of me.
I think there's one of you.
I don't think there's a lot of people like me that we need to win. I think a lot of people are like, you know, the.
Why I think Mark Garthanasio was actually 1,000% correct in his analysis.
Yeah, the amount of people that I like see that don't watch every NFL game like I do, that don't shut down their Sundays and just go red zone, that ask me on a Thursday, what time again do the Packers play this week?
Are you fucking out of your mind? What time do the Packers play this week? Where the Packer game is a social outing. Oh, Saturday night I can go to the bar. Fuck the bar. I need to watch this goddamn football game. There's not a lot of people like me. Less than I thought. I know you are, Paul. There's not a lot of people like us. And if I keep talking to those people, like my brothers are like that. We're like, come on, fuck, let's go. And so I'll talk to my brothers, get all fired up, and then I'll talk to the audience, and they're like, what's the big deal? Sun will come up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what I was going to chime in with was there are radio hosts who only watch the
podcast. I was going to try to quip that too, but he was on a roll and I didn't want to fuck up his rant. But I thought the same thing. There are a lot of people who only watch the Packers every week, and some of them host radio shows. Can you believe it? On statewide networks. Statewide networks.
All right. So we can, I guess, say the Packers are eighth, ninth, right? Give or take.
I agree with your framing. Okay. I have no pushback on their rankings.
Okay.
They don't really have any significant playoff wins. The Cowboys win was big. It was 3 years ago. It was a wild card win. And that game's doing a lot of heavy lifting. And also, mm-hmm. Bodie tweeted about this. And someone texted my show about this as well. What happens if Darnell Savage doesn't blow that game open with the pick six? And instead, at halftime, it's, what was it, 21-7 instead of 28-7? Like, what might have happened? I don't know. Just an interesting, if you really wanted to try to scrape away the one meaningful playoff win Matt LaFleur has this decade, like, that would be a good place.
And by the way, there's a lot of things that, and we got to kind of wrap up here, but there were several things that informed me wanting to make this list, one of which is just being a nerd. The others of which is, like, people were seemingly, that I saw, those who cover Packers and otherwise, who were seemingly trying to find, like, a definition to give how good the Matt LaFleur Packers have been. Like, if you know, because, like, you know, you see things of along the lines of, like, well, if this is mediocre, then I would love to know what you would consider a whatever team.
Exactly. If a reporter is going to say they've been anything but mediocre, then you kind of got to say what they've been. Like, so is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, right. Okay. So then what are they? How many are better? And then you have to just ask yourself, as Bart has said in different ways, like, so what is good enough? Where's your line? The Ravens and Bills have said, 7th, 8th, 9th best franchise in the NFL over the course of a 7-year span is not good enough. The Packers have said, keep it going. Love this.
Have you enjoyed being a Packer fan the last 7 years?
Yeah.
I
have not.
That's a different question for me.
I have not.
It's a matter of taste.
Yeah. And this, Matt LaFleur tastes like shit.
But again, I love, as this is where Bart and I are very similar for sure. I love the NFL. Like, the Packers are a fun component of a thing I love.
The playoffs are so much better when they're not in it.
I had a great divisional round weekend. I enjoy the Packers, but I was like a pig in slop Saturday and Sunday. It was incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so, 8th or 9th, give or take. And then I think Attanasio, I think Grant might have some pushback. But I think that this has illuminated for me something I would not have thought a month ago or 2 months ago. Like, that there are a lot of people who the goal is to watch a winning team on Sundays from September through early January. That is the value. Watching your team win. The win in September feels just as good as the win in mid-January. I didn't know that. Like, this is like, I like learning things about people and like doing like somewhere like the
cycle. I don't. The more I learn, the more I hate people.
I should. You're actually right. It's more frustrating to learn that's actually the way it is. But
our smart and good-looking listeners on the Winklerverse.
Last question, then I got to go. Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers together in Pittsburgh, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm, or mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I don't always need Mike McCarthy in the NFL, but I need him in the NFL right now, and I need him coaching for Pittsburgh. That'd be
hell
awesome.
Yes. That would be so great.
I want Rodgers back for another year.
But again, the thing with Tomlin, that was, as the owner of the Steelers has said, like, that was a huge that Rodgers wanted to play with Tomlin. Mike McCarthy is Pittsburgh, like, tried and true. Like, that is Mike McCarthy is Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh is McCarthy. McCarthy is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers already there. Man, what an awesome, like, storyline for that. Okay.
Thank you all. And all of you for stopping into
Should I do a Bucks post on Thunder Bucks, or should I just go to bed at 9?
Just that game do won't a live over. Stream after Bucks.
Won't be over until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll do a stream. All right. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Thanks, guys.